Dean, you'll take a lot of memories away from your time in England with you, but scoring the winning try in the local derby is probably going to be up there, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it was pretty special thing, especially because I sat there for so long today. You know, I didn't get on till in the second half, and I was jumping out of my skin by the time I wanted to get on in, and to get a try was just awesome, man. So that was for the Cas fans.
And now it's with Rangi Chase, little kick through, that was played out, six more played out by Gledhill. Oh dear me, there's all sorts going on, they might not need the six. Widders is in, Dean Widders has scored! Unbelievable scenes here at the Rapid Solicitors Stadium. Glenn Morrison with a try saver, six more for Castleford. And the big fellow Widders has touched the ball down and could very well have won the game for the Castleford Tigers. Never seen anything like it, Andy Raleigh.
It was amazing, wasn't it? It was fantastic play.
It's been a difficult couple of weeks for the club with what they've had to face against Leeds Rhinos. How big in the context of the season do you think this win will be?
I think it's a turning point, you know, especially with next week. We go away with smiles on our face and get some time off and really put the Challenge Cup behind us. You know, next week it's at the final, so it's the end of that competition for everyone. So, you know, it hasn't been easy, that loss, getting over it. And last week, going in to prepare against Leeds, we were in no state to be out there and competing in a game of footy, which is, you know, no excuses. You know, we're supposed to get on with the job, but it was really tough. So, but now we can finally put all that behind us and go away. This, you know, we'll give ourselves a chance now to definitely play finals footy, hopefully, and this will have everyone buzzing, and we can see the end of the season in, it's in sight, you know.
Do you think you need to win one more, both of your last games, or have you made it?
I think definitely need to win one. I'm backing Hull KR to, you know, to win probably both their games in the next couple of weeks. You know, they've got Saints, which is a massive game for them, and then Catalans, and you know, we've got some tough games ourselves, Hull FC, and then obviously Hull KR, where we could be playing for a final. We don't want to go there and have to play for a final berth over their place in the last round, especially with our for and against being as bad as it is. So we need to win, you know, this next game against Hull FC. So we'll go away, freshen up, and come back and give it everything at home. And you know, we've got a good record at our home ground this year, so hopefully that'll get us over the line.
My first question was about what a nice memory that's going to be. Do you think you've still got some more memories to make then over the next few weeks, a month or so?
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, I love playing down at the Coliseum. It's one of my favourite football footy grounds to play at anywhere. And you know, I've really enjoyed it there, and I'm looking for a real big game in my last ever game there. So hopefully, you know, I can make some special moments. And you know, if this team makes the eight, you know, we've got the players there. They on our day, we could beat anyone. And you know, hopefully, we'll give ourselves a good chance.
I think that's the key point, isn't it? If you do make the playoffs, which it looks like you will, you'll be fearless when it comes to the knockout football, won't you?
Yeah, you know, we just go out there and give it a shot, and we'll be underdogs, no doubt about that, being in the bottom after the draw. But, you know, there's always one team that sort of rises to the occasion come the finals, and hopefully this can, you know, we can go on and on from here and get some real confidence and roll into them finals. And you know, we've beaten some of them sides that we'll be playing in that first week. We've had some good performance against the likes of Huddersfield and Leeds and Catalan and them sort of guys. So they're probably looking, that's who we're looking at playing that first week. And, you know, anything could happen there, and then we build on from there.